Blog Talk Radio.
On behalf of the Mount Vernon Outland Airport, we welcome you to the third annual Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, brought to you by Painter's Dream Productions. Here we are for another year to deliver to you announcements and interviews from those who will be appearing at the 8th Annual Midwest LSA Expo next Thursday, September 8th through Saturday, September 10th. The Midwest LSA Expo has specifically organized this unique event to sell and promote light sport aircraft, LSA ancillary services, and LSA-related products. For more information about the Midwest LSA Expo, visit MidwestLSAExpo.com. Now sit back, relax, and get ready because our show starts right now. Well, good evening, folks. This is Perry Hartman, your host with the most from Painter's Dream Productions, and we are yet here at another evening and another year for the Midwest LSA Expo. You know, this is such a blessing and a wonderful opportunity that we have each and every year to come before the show. And the reason why we put this radio show together is because there are a lot of people who would like to know, how is the show work? What are we expecting to see? Who's going to be there? Tell us about the products and services. And so when Chris and I talked about putting this together, we knew 3 years ago that this was going to be revolutionary. We knew it was going to be a technology that not a lot of people were using. And so the first year we kind of bumped along. The second year it was much smoother. And well, by God's grace this year, we are doing just fine. So I want to thank you for joining us on our show tonight. First and foremost, the most important announcement is the show is September 8th through the 10th, and that's from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon each day. We have got so... And, well, one thing is for sure is we've got so many sponsors who we would like to thank. And, again, keep in mind that without the sponsors, we wouldn't even be able to have this show. So let me just take a quick moment to go ahead and make this announcement of who our sponsors are. First and foremost, we've got, and come on screen. You know, it's just amazing to me how whenever you want things to work, they just decide not to work. So in the meantime, let me do this. We have got already guests on hold, and I'm also waiting for Chris to show up. He's not here. He's probably working on something. But in the meantime, let's first do this. I want to first get somebody on who has been with us all 3 years that we've had this show. And let me introduce, he is from ICP. His name is Niley Church. Niley, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, Perry. Good evening to you. Hope you have a wonderful evening up there. It's pleasant down here in North Texas this afternoon. Perry, this is always an enjoyable opportunity for me and certainly for ICP, but for also the many other vendors that come to the central Southern Illinois market to present their products, because many of us are sorely desiring to introduce more and more would-be pilots and our senior pilots that are looking to find a more efficient method to maintain their habits of aviation. But we're always looking for opportunities to introduce them to efficient, quality aviation, and that's the type of products that we and many of our competitors bring to your market there and to the market nationally and internationally. If I can just go on, I'll tell you about some of our products that we're bringing there and that we're bringing to the market within the next few months. I'd also like to thank you just up front, Perry, for the distinct privilege and opportunity to have this few moments with you. I it's you've got a neat listener community there. You've got a really good quality part of the world that you folks live in, and I always enjoy visiting. I love to see the agriculture down through the areas there as I've driven in or flown in. It's just always a great opportunity. I have always been appreciative of Chris and his determination with this project and the consideration of all the hardworking volunteers that he lines up. That's probably what he's out doing right now. You mentioned that you were waiting on him. I imagine he's still trying to line up some 100 volunteers that I think must work around this project. And while I'm thinking about people, Richard Carney has just always been a prince of a fella over at SRT Aviation. He always feeds us vendors, and we're always appreciative of that. And Eric Evans has been a stand-up guy with this project from day one. So anyway, thank you to all. If I can just go on, I will talk about products that we'll have there. We're bringing back the venerable Savannah S., the all-metal stole that offers what I would say is definitely the leading all-around performance in that stole class of light sport aircraft. It can be purchased either as a ready-to-fly aircraft, certified and ready to go, or and it would be custom order for whatever panel that a user, a pilot, would like to have, or it can be ordered as a kit if they want to do it on their own all the way through. And, of course, we stand behind them if they go the kit route. It's a 700-pound useful aircraft, and we're talking a 1320 gross weight class that it's in the light sport aviation grouping. If it doesn't have floats on it, 1430 if it has floats, but just in a standard tri-gear configuration, you've got right at 695 pounds of useful load, which is sort of unique in the class. Aircraft only requires with a 100-horse Rotax engine, requires about 140 feet to go off the ground. About 180 feet to come back and land and stop on the ground if you're not in, trying to stop it quickly. So a true stole aircraft that still gives you 100 knots of performance at altitude. The products that we'll be bringing that I want to speak very briefly about, there's been so much anticipation over the M09 engine. We will be delivering M09 engines by early next year. There's been so much. When are you going to deliver? When are you going to deliver? Well, we're going to be delivering early next year. We're in final tunings right now, if you will. Everything is done computer-wise. Everything's an electronic adjustment anymore, but we have to actually put it on the aircraft and test it and test it and test it and retest it, test it in cold conditions, hot conditions, whatever conditions there are. So that's why it's taken as long as it has to bring the engine to market, because we want it to be as perfect as it can be when we do start delivering. That engine will put out up to 135 horses. It is a 90-degree V design, twin-cylinder, four-stroke, 1,225 cc, that's 75 inches for you people that think in terms of cubic inching. It's electronically fuel-injected, weighs in total at 147 pounds, and we expect it to be very impactive in the choice selection for the motive force to go on many of these future aircraft that fall into the light sport aviation field. And we will be demonstrating some ourselves early the next in the coming year, but we will not have one at this show. The Ventura is the next aircraft that we're going to be presenting to the market. It will be basically a totally redesigned and stretched version of an S, Savannah S, but it will be, they sort of started from the get-go on this, going through every design they had with the Savannah and said, what, is there anything we can do to improve this particular subset in the structure? And so that's how it was addressed. And it was also addressed with the idea, we've got an engine, a motive force that'll put out 135 horses. You know, what size aircraft can that effectively move along? And so these are all influences in developing this new aircraft. And we are flying these in Italy at this time, and we will be flying them here in the U.S. in 2017. It's a 46-inch wide cockpit. It will also have a 700-pound useful load, but it will be tested up to and has been already up to 1,760 pounds. So it doesn't necessarily come as an LSA, but it can be delivered as an LSA, but obviously at a lower gross weight limit than it's been tested to. And this is an aircraft that will also... it should turn in 120-plus miles per hour, going back to knots. Let's call that about 107 knots. We've already tested it to that. Now, we expect it'll do better. But until it does better, I'm just going to tell you, we've gotten 107 knots out of comfortably 4.5 gallons an hour with a 100-horse engine, not with the 135. That's with the 100-horse Rotec. So we think we've got big things coming. We're excited, and we'd like for those who are in that market of anticipation on what their next product, aviation product, is going to be, we'd like for them to be excited as well, because that's really why we exist. We're not nobody's in aviation to make money, at least that's been my experience. We do it because we enjoy it, and we love to find other people that appreciate what we do. Any rate, Barry, I appreciate again the opportunity to chat with you here briefly and to put out, I guess, a public announcement on what we'll be doing in the coming week, and we hope to see folks Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this coming week, hope to give them some opportunities for demonstration in a Savannah S.
Now, one of the things this year that we want to do differently, as I told you over the phone, is if anybody's listening right now and you have a question for Nile Church in regards to any of his products, if you're calling in at the number that's 657-383-0217, Nile, I'm going to ask you to hold, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Probably about 10 more minutes. So this
okay,
way,
no
if
problem.
Anybody does have any questions, we can kind of make a left turn and swing back around to you. Thank you again for always being so faithful and joining us on the radio, and you always I never have to worry about your interview because I always know you'll always have something to say.
Well, thank you, Barry. I'll be here.
Thank you, sir. Don't go anywhere.
Sure.
Now I'm going to bring on our other host with the most, who has joined us, and I'm sure he's got a wonderful story of what happened. But Chris, how you doing, brother?
Hey, real good, Perry. Sorry for the tardiness.
Well, you know, just so that you know, and I'm not sure if you noticed, but I have to tell you what the song I played before I started our show. Let me just give you a little hint of it, because I think this music might just be what you were waiting for. Now, I couldn't resist. You know that, right? I had to play that before we started, because those were the days, weren't they?
Very nice. If everybody
so how you
knew
doing,
your
sir?
History, buddy. If
I
everybody
know, right?
knew
well,
your history.
Yeah. Well, no, you got to. When I moved to Chicago, that was when Michael Jordan was just getting going with the Bulls. And so You know, that always gives me the chills. That was giving me my motivation to start the show. So far we've had Niley on. Chris, would you do us all a favor, because you have all the information inside your head, would you take the next few minutes and kind of fill everybody in on what's going on with the show? And then we already have two of our other guests who are on hold, but they are aware that you're about to speak. And so since they know you, I know they will exercise patience, because you always have the goods and the info that we need, which is why we have the show to begin with.
Well, thanks for all that. We just had our last planning meeting. There's about 12 of us around the table at 4 o'clock, and it was a really enjoyable time. Nearly every detail has been dealt with. We've got a couple of new additives this year, which is the aircraft sales lot by Aviators Hotline. And, we were going through some last-minute logistics about how to transport people to that area. We've got that on a separate side of the airport, to where both events are kind of running simultaneously and not interfering on each other. And I think it'll go pretty good. And so we crossed that one, and then we talked about our Thursday night party that we always do. That's always seems to be a hit, and putting that last-minute detail in, and it was a lot of fun, we have so many volunteers that really are passionate about doing this event, and they know what they're doing, and they just do it, and you know, it makes the meeting go really, really smooth, and we're just excited. As far as the traditional LSA Expo, we probably have about 3 or 4 new exhibitors that are joining us this year. We have a couple that like every year, there's a couple of them that can't be with us for whatever reason. Most of the time it's because they don't have a product to sell or demo, and you know, that's just how it goes. And of course they always say, well, we'll be back next year, don't worry about us, or we're going to be there as an attendee. But we are excited, and we can't wait to host everyone next week.
Now, one of the people who actually have on hold is Chris from Aviators Hotline, and I think now might be a good opportunity to bring him in. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you, please, Mr. Chris Tellerton, who is from Aviators Hotline. Chris, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good, guys. How about you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. We have got an hour and 45 minutes of this show left, so we're good to go. Do not worry about time at all. You just feel free. Again, as you know, Chris, because you were with us last year, we actually have more listeners than we thought we did. And there's a lot of people throughout the year also who went back and listened to some of the archive shows. So rest assured, we are making history. And thank you for all that you guys do to make this event what it is.
Well, thank you, Perry. It's been a pleasure to work with Chris and the volunteers down there, the whole airport, for the years we've been down there. We are going to be a little more involved helping out this year. We've helped Chris and his team do some new stuff. There's a new logo out there for this show, if everybody's seen it. We helped with that. Did some other things, but we're really excited that this will be our debut this year at the Expo of our aircraft sales lot here in the Midwest, our first one. And we decided to partner up with Chris, the fine folks at Midwest LSA Expo, and hold it at the same time as the Expo. They're on the grounds as well. So, really excited to announce that.
Tell me now, just as far as details are concerned, if there's anybody who is not familiar with this aircraft lot, would you take a few moments and just kind of explain what it is, what the process is, and maybe try to anticipate any questions which you might be getting that we can answer here on this show?
Sure. The aircraft sales lot was brought to us by, you know, several individuals through our magazine, Aviators Hotline, that's been published for nearing 4 decades now, the monthly magazine for the light sport and GA markets, the piston market, I call it. But it came about where we were going to gather a group of pre-owned aircraft for sale at several events throughout the year, different locations, and basically bring the planes to the people. It was something new that hadn't been done before to actually get that buying process sped up a little bit on the pre-owned aircraft. Did it a couple years now, down in Sebring in January, down there at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo to kind of test it out. We were real pleased to be able to partner with Sun and Fun and host a very condensed version of it this year at Sun and Fun that showed great results. I think on the condensed version, there was that week about 25% of the aircraft that we hand-selected and had in the aircraft sales lot at Sun and Fun were sold. Within the next 30 days, I think it was up to about 40% of those that had moved, which was pretty amazing. So we have been, you know, discussing it with Chris over the time. And there in January, we partnered with a guy at Mount Vernon, Illinois, and I know your last person you were interviewing spoke very highly of him as well, Eric Evans from Eric Evans Aviation. Works with us on that. He's one of our representatives and works these lots with us. So we've made arrangements to have it in Mount Vernon. We'll actually be hosting the aircraft sales lot, same time, same hours as Midwest LSA Expo, up there at Eric's hangar on the airfield as well, to kind of have two distinct shows to make sure they're separated, because the aircraft sales lot is not just about strictly LSA pre-owned aircraft. I've got a real good sampling right now that we know confirmed are coming in from across the board in the piston and GA market as well. And we'll have plenty more surprises before a week from today, I guess, when we open. But Eric's been a great asset to us as well, because he not only can represent these aircraft if by chance the owner's not able to be with them. Of course, we've tailored this whole product and offering to the aviation community as something that works really well when it has either professional representation or that hands-on. Someone that knows a story about that aircraft can visit with people that are there to, and they want to fill the senses. You know, you see a magazine ad, that's one thing. You see, you get to see it, you get to hear it. Mount Vernon allows us the opportunity to demo these planes if need be. If someone's interested in the owners there, you know, as long as they pertain to the same rules as the LSA Expo for us, since we're already an exhibitor at the Expo, we'll have a spot down there as well. I think we've been there every year but one. And couldn't work with better people than of course, Eric and Chris, and definitely his volunteer staff. So we're really excited.
Now, do you by any chance happen to know any of the types of aircraft which will be there? Is there any little hints that we can give out early,
I can give you some hints.
You knew I was going to ask that question.
Yeah. There'll be a couple that fall directly in the LSA, kind of LSA experimental. You're going to see a couple pre-owned Jabiru's, of course. There's a really slick little Zenith CH-750 that's confirmed to be there. Also going to have some something I'm excited about. And this was something that when we partnered in the past years with the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo down there in Sebring, there was always the connotation that, you know, since it was a pre-owned aircraft sales lot powered by Aviators Hotline, but being held at what is considered an LSA experimental event, that's all that was going to be there. This year's event in Mount Vernon, and I'm not sure, I know it's not going to be there an entire week, but I think it's Friday and Saturday, there'll be a 2012 Robinson R-44 Raven 1 instrument trainer that's going to be on the grounds. There's a factory-built Ariane coming in. There's a Baron B-55. I know there's an older 172A Cessna coming in. I hear there's going to be a really, really cool and pretty pre-owned RANS S-19 on the ground. And that's just the start. There you might see some bigger stuff. You might be some you know, some other stuff. But we're working on a couple project kits. So there's going to be something for a little bit of everything. What we're doing, and we're hoping this too, that it helps with the expo there in Mount Vernon, that possibly it'll pull some people in that may into the grounds, and how they'll be coming into the grounds to come to us is they'll go ahead and enter, just like anybody else would, the Midwest LSA Expo through the main gate. There's going to be a tram set up and some transportation to get people up to the hangar that we made arrangements with Eric to use his up there at Eric Evans Aviation, which is, if you know the airfield, it's a hall, so there'll be flags on the way too, but definitely give everybody a ride. So hopefully, maybe possibly, we can bring some people in that might not have thought about visiting Midwest LSA Expo before, and vice versa. We might be bringing some people from Midwest LSA Expo that didn't think about the, you know, the other opportunities that are available too, which is good for everybody, from the exhibitors there, with the airframes, the manufacturers, because they can kind of show too the resale and how their aircraft are holding value. If they be a year old, 2 years old, 5 years old, you know, and there's some possibly some much older stuff that'll be on the ground as well. So it's really a neat product. You know, like I said, the first couple at U.S. Sport Aviation Expo gave us a real good feel of what we need to do. We learn every day, like anything, just like in the magazine world and our websites. But this allowed us to further the reach. We wanted one in the Midwest really bad, and this was an excellent opportunity with the location of the show and the staff and, like I said, the volunteers there.
Now, on the phone with us is Chris Collins. I don't know if you knew that. But, Chris, do you have any comments or questions for Chris that has not been discussed?
He covered that really well. The only thing I could do is give him some attaboys. And most, you know, most people don't really think about the hard work that goes into this industry. And Aviators Hotline has been there since day one. I can't think of another publication or service-related entity that does more for the white sport community than Aviators Hotline. So, of course, Jacob and Chris and Dave Loveman and a couple other guys had this talk at, I can't remember the name of that steakhouse down there at Sebring, which was a really entertaining night, and come up with this idea. And, of course, that was real easy to say yes to. So we're just thrilled to be partnered with them on all this.
Awesome. Well, Chris, was there anything else that you had in regards to the lot or maybe about Aviators Hotline that you haven't shared that you want to get in?
Yeah, with a lot, with the grounds up there, there's everything from, you know, concrete, at least hard surface, to grass. There are some spots available yet. It's pretty simple. Anywhere from checking out aviatorshotline.com will give you information on how to get a hold of me. I know it's posted on Aircraft Sales Lot, how to get a hold of myself and our team. There are still opportunities, if it be, you know, even our exhibitors that maybe have some customers with pre-owned aircraft. They're trying to help them move so they can buy that brand new one, you know, even if it's a different brand or it's that Cessna they need to move so they can buy that brand new light sport. There are some opportunities still available. I know some of the aircraft will be there possibly one day. Some are going to be there 2 days. So there will be space available. So, and if they're in the Mount Vernon area, and everyone seems to know Eric Evans real well too, they can always reach out to Eric. He can help as well. Like I said, he's been a great partner this year, and going forward, we're looking forward to working with him more on these. As far as Aviators Hotline, of course, you'll find us at the Aircraft Sales Lot at the Expo this year. We'll also be manning the normal spot with the tape on the walls, as I found out when I visited the site for the first time here a couple weeks ago, and we got to we were invited to join or sit in on one of the board meetings with Chris and the volunteers, and what a great group it is. You get to see the inner workings and how passionate they are. But we'll have an indoor exhibit there as well, so look forward to welcome everybody to the exhibit or to the expo, and the Aircraft Sales Lot, and feel free to reach out to us if there's anything we can do further for you during the event as well.
Now, Chris, what would be the direct phone number for you for anybody who happens to be listening if they have an airplane for sale they want to list or they have an interest in one of the planes that you mentioned?
Direct number for me in the office, and, of course, we'll be making our way to Mount Vernon Tuesday afternoon or early Wednesday morning as well, but that would be 515-574-2120. Again, that's 515-574-2120. Or simply, like I said, they can simply go to our website, which is www.aviatorshotline.com. I know right there at the top, you'll find information. You can click there, and it'll take you directly to a page that'll email our staff as well if it be over this thank goodness it's coming and well-deserved and nice rest before we get there, but holiday weekend as well, that'll be monitored as well.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us. And if you can do me a favor, just like I did for Niley, if anybody's listening right now and they have a question for you, do you mind holding on for about 10 more minutes? This way, if any calls come in or anything coming, I can just direct them to you.
Of course, Perry. And before I forget, thank you for all your hard work on the show and the promotion, the website and everything as well. You guys are doing a heck of a job down there.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We work tirelessly to make sure that every single client not only gets the best possible service, but, you know, our job is to take people to the next level. And I think that's
it.
I mean, honestly, I haven't worked in 2 years, Chris. It's all been every project I work on. But keep in mind, though, you know, I pull 18-hour days, so there I don't have hours.
Yep.
My hours are based upon the customers. You know that. So it's like
exactly.
Whatever you
got to
do, you got to do. But we very
that's
much
it.
Appreciate you hanging on and for all of your part of making the expo what it is.
Very good. We'll hold the line.
All right, brother, hold on 1 second. Now, one of the things when we started this call, which I didn't have, was my list of exhibitors. So let me quickly go through that. And then after that, I'm going to get Chris back on because I got a couple more questions for him. But so far, the list of our exhibitors, which you can find at MidwestLSAExpo.com under exhibitors. But let me just read the list off to you. You've got Aeroprac USA, AeroTrek, American Legend, Aviation Insurance Resources, of course, Aviators Hotline, Bristell, Burlington Aero, Bushcat, Daring Dave's Ultralights, Dreams Come True Aviation, Etched Memory, who, by the way, will be on very shortly. This is going to be a very wonderful interview. Wait till you hear what she's going to have at the show. Evans Aviation, of course, who was mentioned. We have Flights for Christ, Gatros Aviation, Hansen Air Group, ICP North America, Jabiru, Just Aircraft, Lama, Leading Edge Airfoils, Lone Star Gyro, Magna Gyro, Midwest Sky Sports, Mission Aviation Fellowship, M Squared, NIU Echolot, Pipistrel, Powered Sport Flying, RANS, Renake, Skybound, Skyreach, Southern Illinois LSA Training Academy, Sport Air, Sport Plane Inc., SRT Aviation, Stewart Systems, Swan Air, Technum, The Airplane Factory, Trade-A-Plane, UL Power, U.S. Sport Aviation, Vans Aircraft, Viking Aircraft, Wix Aircraft, Zenith Aircraft, and that is your list for tonight's exhibitors, all done in one breath. You gotta love it. You know, Chris, I guess that's the reason why I'm behind this microphone, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, one of the things, too, which I wanted to mention, which last year we did not mention, was all of the services that you offer at the airport. So while they're at the expo, would you take a few moments and just kind of go through what are some of the services and things that they can enjoy while being at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport?
Okay, sure. That I could talk about this kind of thing for 3 hours. Good thing we don't have that much time.
We're good, though.
This airport is a lot of fun to be part of because there's always something different every day because we have such life here with different types of tenants that base their businesses here at the airport. So just discussing the aviation tenants that are here, of course, Eric, that we've talked about, is our resident aircraft sales broker, corporate pilot, all things aviation. And he's based on the southwest side of the field in his own hangar. And then inside, we'll go over to our fixed base operator, and that is SRT Aviation, and they are an FAA certified repair station. They specialize in Pratt & Whitney PT6 turbine engines and all things below that, and the occasional jet, which we have a beach premier based on the field, and they service that one. And they also run the flight training program and sell all the pilot supplies and the fueling and all those things that we pilots gravitate to. Inside the terminal where my office is based, we have Wilkie's Cafe, and it's one of the types of airport restaurants that you could taxi the airplane directly to their patio, get out and either eat inside or eat on the steps and be out in the elements. And it's managed by a person who is an aviator at heart but never learned to fly, but he just loves being here and someone you can always count on to take care of things when you're not here. And that's the kind of people you want to surround yourself with.
And the best fried chicken too. Hold on, we can't go this whole show without talking about Wilkie's fried chicken, man. That is some of the best fried, and I live in Tennessee. So for me to say it, that speaks volumes.
I mean, I'm kind of almost embarrassed to tell you what I like, and I wouldn't eat a salmon patty if you threw it in front of me. And and he makes the best salmon patties, and he's the only place that I'll eat a salmon patty. And so on Fridays is his fish and seafood type of day, and he makes some pretty good food on Fridays and Sundays after church. And so it's a lot of people from the community come out, and they can sit and watch the airplanes inside or out on the patio and eat his food, and we're glad that he's here. Also inside the terminal, we have Leland Whitick, who is our area's we only have two designated pilot examiners in Southern Illinois, and one of them is a American Airlines pilot, and he's not here very often. He's based in Centralia, Illinois. So Leland's pretty much the lone guy for anywhere in this area to go and, if you're testing for sport pilot, private pilot, instrument, commercial, CFI, multi, they all come here to Mount Vernon for that. And, of course, he's an older gentleman and full of wisdom. It's really I'm really blessed that he's here on the staff. And anytime you have some situation that's beyond your experience level or knowledge base, there's Leland right there. How can I help? We just added a couple of – well, first, before I get into new tenants, I want to tell you about our Hall of Honor and Veterans Museum that we have, which most people have been here blown away by it, but it's like nothing other where we honor our nation's military. 550-plus individual tributes up and down the hallways and in certain rooms of our men and women in the uniform, and also online at veteranshallofhonor.com. And because we have that – moving tribute that's here. We also have a small museum that houses a couple of real rare items, like a 1941 Indian chief fully dressed out in U.S. military 1941 livery with the Tommy submachine gun still in the scabbard. And we have a couple of real unique weapons in the weapons case, and it's always a big hit. It's not something that draws a lot of people, but the people it does draw here are just blown away. And that's inside our terminal. Also here, we have Hertz. We have the Epilepsy Foundation of Southern Illinois, which is a multi-county medical service that takes care of the folks with that kind of horrible disease. And there's a surgeon that's here about once every so many weeks that sees patients. And they do a lot of outreach out of that office. Cash Helicopter Services is an agricultural entity that sprays and does other kind of helicopter services. They own two Bell 206 Jet Rangers that are over in the South Hangar. They have a large office on one end of the terminal. And then moving down there closer to me, we have two new ones since last year. The first new one is Insight Training and Security Systems, managed by a fellow named Steve Yandell that I happen to go to high school with. It's just another class act, and he does concealed carry firearm training here at the airport. And they do a lot of other seminars for businesses to protect their businesses with either security cameras or protocols for intruders, lots of training for staff. And then our newest entity is Ergo Incorporated, which is an international airline captain training program that is headquartered in Centralia, Illinois, which is 20 miles to our northwest, and they train Chinese airline pilots. And so Monday through Friday, we have 10 students here that are on site that are training. They have they come here with an aeronautical degree from Beijing University, and they have zero time. And when they graduate from here, they go back to China with all the ratings, and they have 20 hours in a King Air 90, and they go right into the right seat of a 737 or an Airbus 319. And so that's our kind of playlist, per se. And, of course, we also have the Air Vac Life Team has a major presence here with two Bell 206 helicopters on the entry road coming in. And then we have our fire station, our air rescue firefighting station on the other side of the field. So I tell everybody that, congratulations, welcome to the Mount Vernon Airport. You're in one of the safest areas you could ever be with two 24/7 first responders, and you're right in between them. And if it's so bad, we could fly you somewhere.
Now, we've
but
got
we never
on
want
hold.
To talk about that.
I know. Well, of course not. One of the things which I wanted to talk about with you, which I want to do after our next guest, has to do with those who are going to be coming, maybe who are thinking about camping or anything like that. Let me quickly put you on hold, Chris. Let me get to our next guest, and then I'll come back and we can talk about that.
Okay.
Well, our next guest, when we first talked on the phone, I went to her website to see exactly what it is that she did, and their company is called Etched Memory. And before I bring her on, one of the things that I just wanted to mention about this product and what how this product got my attention was that if you are if you have a love for aviation and you're looking to design your own etched memory, which is of course why it's called that, they have the ability to put together a piece of crystal that is customized to whatever it is that you want. But what I can't do is I can't go and spend all the time talking about her product because I'd like to get her on now. And her name is Sally Cox, and she is with Etched Memory. Sally, how are you? Thank you for holding.
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
The pictures on your website, I know, don't do justice because one of the things about crystals and about just glass and things in general is if the lighting is kind of one-sided, you really don't see all that it has to offer. So would you be so kind and take a few moments and just share with those who are going to be at the show how Etched Memory can help put together something for their needs?
Well, we take 2D pictures, photographs that our customers bring to us, and we convert them to 3D images. It's and like you say, it's hard to see by looking at an image on the website, but it really carries the wow factor when you see it in person. It's an amazing process, and we're able to take scenery pictures and pictures of airplanes and the owners of the aircraft and put them all inside of a piece of crystal, which makes a lasting keepsake and for a desk or to go on a bookshelf. We also work with corporate customers to provide awards and customer appreciation gifts for the people that possibly buy an aircraft from them. This is a great way to say thank you, to give them an image of their aircraft engraved in a nice piece of crystal.
You guys offer cubes, key rings, ornaments, plaques, frames, pendants, wine stoppers. You already mentioned awards. Any other items or any other categories that would help spark someone's idea for something like this?
Well, I think you've about covered them. We can engrave anything from as small as a half an inch up to a 15 by 15 block of glass or crystal. And we're limited by the depth of the crystal can only be 4 inches in depth. But that gives us enough room to put a really nice engraving of an aircraft. We're able to capture the wingspan of the aircraft in that 4 inches of crystal, and it looks beautiful.
So from the moment that someone sends you a picture, how long does it take for it to be completed?
We generally work on about a 2-week basis. We always draft up a design template for the customers to view before we start working on it. At that point, they can make any changes that they want with the design. After we have that final approval, it takes us about a week to a week and a half to finish it up. Gets a little longer during the holidays because that's definitely our busiest time of year. So we encourage our customers that want to do holiday shopping with us to do that in October. And that gives us plenty of time to create a spectacular gift.
Now, obviously, at the show, obviously at the show, you're going to have some samples there of the products. What would you say would be the most frequently asked question you get in regards to your product?
How do you do it? And I tell everybody that I'm magic. When they see the image inside of the crystal, they stand there and they pick it up and they look at it and they're trying to figure out how we actually get the image inside of the crystal. Should I tell them my trade secret?
Well, that's up to you. I have no idea.
Well, the process is done with a green light laser. The hardest part of the whole process is converting the image to a 3D image. But after that's complete, we turn it the image into a point cloud, which is a lot of dots. And our green light laser is able to penetrate through the crystal to a certain point, and it actually fractures each one of those dots. So the image that you see in the crystal is actually the residue of the fracture. And it's amazing to watch.
Wow. Now, by any chance, will there be any specials at the show that you want to talk about that they can take advantage of versus if they just went online to order it?
Yes, we will be offering a free LED light base, which will enhance the engraving. This is a $30 value generally, and we'll be sending one of those along with every order that's placed. And for the customers that are thinking about engraving their aircraft or an object, motorcycle or car, boat, we would need 4 photographs to do that. We need the front, the back, and the 2 sides. If we're engraving people or pets, we only need 1 photograph. And it's generally better if it's a front-on photograph rather than something from the side.
Hmm.
And the engravings of the aircraft, if there's special Mozart or any particular specialty of the paint scheme, we would need a close-up photograph of that too. In the varying shades of the design, we're able to capture the paint schemes, the end numbers on the aircraft. One of, I don't know if you're familiar with the S-38 and S-39 Sikorskis. One's painted like a zebra and one's painted like a giraffe. We have those engraved in a sample that we will be bringing with us. And you can see the zebra and the giraffe very well.
I want to bring Chris on the phone with us. Chris, do you have any questions for Sally or any comments about her product or anything relating to that?
Well, really, no questions, because I've seen the work and it's just incredible. And I was so excited when Sally called me. You know, it's probably April or May when she called, and oh yeah, that's great. Let's get you here. No one up here that I know has ever seen anything like this. So when I'm out trying to talk to exhibitors, especially the what we call the ancillary, maybe service provider, I always try to – I ask a question, will this product have a chance of selling and be worth the while of this vendor driving or flying all the way to Mount Vernon, Illinois? And as soon as I saw her samples there and pieces there at Sebring, you know, I'm like, oh wow, that would really go over well, especially if we could try to get some of our townspeople that wouldn't ordinarily come out to the airport to see this. And so I'll have a separate press release for a couple different things. One would be Dennis Jarman from Illinois Department of Transportation doing a seminar on learning to fly zero time to a private pilot certificate, which, you know, would be aimed at anybody out there that's reading a newspaper or listening to a radio. They could come to the airport and hear that from, you know, an expert. And then Sally's Etched Memory Company would be another one that I'll give a mention to, that, you know, direct from the great state of Georgia, come see this, because just in time for Christmas gifts.
Okay.
One of the things that I thought about, Chris, which kind of transitions us to a next topic is who you're dedicating the show to this year. I thought maybe this might be something to, you know, to work on for maybe a member of the family or something. I don't know. But as she was talking, I thought about him and I thought, you know, maybe this will be something good to bring to transition us into him.
No, that's a great idea, Perry, and I'm glad you asked that. I was hoping I wouldn't forget it near the end of the interview, but one of the things that we've laughed at the most over the last several years is we've had a gentleman that landed his Sea Ray LSA amphibian plane in our airport lake, and that's Dr. Bob Dalzell, and Dr. Bob has been at every Midwest LSA Expo. In either the Sea Ray or he's got a big twin engine Piper. I think it's a Geronimo. It's very rare. You don't see these very often. Sounds like a warbird. And he's got about six other airplanes. And so he's always been at the expo. And last year he stayed all 3 days and just palling around and volunteering to help. Sadly, the last time I got to talk to him was at Sebring. Died in an airplane crash earlier in the year. And we want to dedicate this year's show to him, to Dr. Bob. Mm-hmm. And so you've already got some information up on the website. Appreciate that. And it'll be on the front cover of our program, too.
Awesome. Well, Sally, thank you so much for taking the time. Was there anything, by the way, which I didn't ask you that you wanted to talk about?
Well, just... to remind everybody to come do their Christmas shopping with us, and we're the perfect gift for those people that you have no idea what you want to get them and that have everything. So this is a nice change other than the regular gifts that they usually give. And thank you for having me on, and stop by and see us. We'll wow you.
And obviously, your website is etchedmemory.com. And mm-hmm. Is there any other contact information which you need to offer out?
We have an 800 number. It's 800-528-1015.
Okay.
And we're here to answer any questions that anybody has. So give us a call.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on this year's radio show, and we know you're going to have a wonderful show, and look forward to talking to you next year.
Thank you.
Thank you,
have
Sally.
A good evening.
Thanks, Sally.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Thank you.
Now, Chris, I've got the form schedule up in front of me. Do you want me to go over that now?
Sure.
We've got, starting on Thursday, September 8th, first of all 3 days, you've got 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. So it's really easy to remember when these forums and seminars are taking place. Again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11, 1, and 2. On Thursday, September 8th at 11 o'clock, the topic of the first forum is going to be Challenges Flying the LSAs. That's by Steve Willis, who's with the EAA Chapter 1155. At 1 o'clock is the intro to the Rotax 9 Series engines by Brett Lawton from Leading Edge Airfoils. And then 2 o'clock is going to be fabric covering and paint with Stewart Systems and Andy Humphrey. Friday, September 9th at 11 o'clock is the Advocacy for Light Sport Aircraft with Dan Johnson, who's the president of Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, or LAMA. And 1 o'clock is the Touring Motor Gliders, Rare as Hen's Teeth, Worth Finding and Flying, with Paul Randall from Pipistrel USA. And at 2 o'clock is the ADS-B with Warren Smith, who's the FAA-FAA-AST team. Saturday, September 10th at 11 o'clock is the Magic Behind Your Glass panel with Kirk Kleinholz from Dynan Avionics. 1 o'clock is Tripping in a Gyroplane, Greg Graminger from MagnaGyro. And at 2 o'clock is Zero Time to Earning Your Pilot Certificate with Dennis Jarman. He's a division of aeronautics. Is there anything else, Chris, about the seminars that they need to know?
Well, I tell you what, when you're reading that, it just makes me proud that we're able to offer such a great lineup of topics and speakers. And hats off to Carol Para, the Illinois Department of Transportation Division of Aeronautics. She's the one that puts that together for Midwest LSA Expo. We're so blessed to have Carol on the team. And if I could talk for a minute about a couple of them. That first one that is led by Steve Willis. Steve Willis is a retired Lieutenant Colonel, United States Air Force. He's flown everything but bombers. He's T-38, F-4 Phantom, F-16. And he happened to be the guy that taught me to fly, took me through instrument, and will be taking me through commercial here real soon. Wonderful, wonderful instructor. He's tough. He's an Air Force instructor, so you better have the seatbelt on, and when the doors close, he's all business. But, you know, he knows his stuff, and he's been asked to present a topic that's probably not going to be very popular, but one that needs to be attended. And this one is aimed at people that are looking at buying an LSA, or whether new, used, whatever. They are not a Cessna airplane. They all have their own tendencies and quirks and things that you have to do to learn how to fly one of these. They're lighter and more responsive. And his talk is going to be, you can't just jump in it and get an hour checkout and be a pilot in one. You need to really have some good training by someone that knows that particular model of LSA. And again, that's not going to be a very popular slot, but it's one that needs to be set. And moving on down the list, you know, we're pretty excited to have Andy Humphrey there from he was with us last year with Heavenbound Aviation. He's a Quicksilver dealer, and he's now with Stuart Systems. He's still selling the Quicksilvers, but he wanted to do a Stuart Systems seminar, and we've had one of these before several years ago. But anyway, we're glad to have him. And, of course, having Kirk from Dynon there is really special. He's coming all the way from the Pacific Northwest. I mentioned the zero time to pilot certificate with Dennis. Of course, Greg and his gyro program are always entertaining to be at. Brett Lawton with Leading Edge Airfoils. I mean, Rotax is synonymous with LSA, so we're always glad that Leading Edge is with us every year for this show. I'm probably leaving. Oh, Paul Randall with Pipistrel. And those that know Paul, what a great guy to talk to. Just so passionate about aviation. And I only wish I could sit in there and hear his talk, but you know how I've got to be out on the flight line and monitoring everything. But people are in for a treat listening to his program. And I think he's got some soaring friends that are coming with him or from the Midwest to be part of his presentation and be part of the Pipistrel team. So really excited about this year's lineup.
Now, one of the things at the beginning of the show, Chris, I was going to mention our sponsors, and when I went to open up the website, I couldn't find the button. You know why? Because we changed the name of it.
Yep.
So
that's right.
As I just looked, I was like, okay, there it is. What we did was, instead of calling it sponsors, and you'll be able to elaborate better on this, we've changed it to partners, because truthfully, a sponsor usually just provides maybe money, but then that's all that they do. But the people that you're involved with provide a whole lot more than that, don't they?
Yes. You know, when I got into this, 8, 9, or however many years ago it was, I mean, it was sort of frightening talking to everyone and telling them we had this idea and would you please come and be part of it and everything. And we've really, it's went far beyond just any kind of show or business or anything like that. I've truly made friends all over this country. And it seems like when I ask, they say, okay, what do you need us to do? And so, yeah, I remember the day I called you and I said, hey, Perry, why don't we change that from sponsors to partners? Because that's really what these people are. And, of course, you said, been waiting for you to make that determination. Let's do it. And okay. I'm really proud when someone goes to that menu and scrolls down through all those links and logos. And there's some heavy hitters on that list. Very
Which,
proud of that.
Matter of fact, obviously, Aviators Hotline has already shared how they're partnering with you and how they're helping. Another partner that you have is, of course, your old friend Dan Johnson, Take a few moments and talk about how he helps the expo in the execution of marketing materials and things of that nature.
Well, I'll never forget the very first year, and I went to Sebring, and I think it was the very first. I think it was Bill Canino from Sport Air that I visited. He was the very first one I think I talked to about the show, and I said, "Bill, any advice?" And he said, "Go talk to Dan Johnson." He said, "When he says jump, the entire industry says how high." So I quickly found Dan and his partner Dave Ludman, which I really want to talk about here in a little bit too. Of course, they were overwhelmingly a yes about, yeah, we're going to get behind this as best we can. And they have supported this wholeheartedly ever since. And this year, they've just went exponential in trying to help make this the best show that it can be. And just a little bit ago, while I was still in front of a computer, I went on bydanjohnson.com, which is the true source for everything LSA, and I hadn't been on in a couple weeks. Shame on me. But anyway, right there in all of his blogs, he's got our logo, the show logo, and a little two or three sentence paragraph, short, sweet, right to the point, that basically leads in right above to every one of the stories that he's written. And in this day and age of really expensive advertising, you know, for the traditional print media and things like that, for Dan to help like that is just truly amazing to me that those two, Dave and Dan, help us so much. And I honestly don't think we could do this show without those two guys. Now, we can give credit to a lot of people, but I don't think it would be nearly as successful without those two gentlemen. And the other man, David Loveman, for those that don't know Dave Loveman, he is the video man that's around with Dan Johnson all the time. And I've never met someone more passionate about light aviation. And it was really funny because we were cruising around the AirVenture grounds up there at Oshkosh a couple weeks ago. And I was riding in the Dan Johnson spot on the little scooter that Dave had, and we were heading out to the south, to the ultralight area down by the barn. And I said, "Hey, Dave, look, here comes a C5 Galaxy." And he didn't even look over, and he said, "If it's more than 1,400 pounds, I don't care. Cruising on." So that's my little funny story about Dave Loveman. Dave has produced, I would say the guy has probably done 500 to 1,000 hours of work for this show every year in marketing, promotional videos, ideas. And when he has an idea, I stand at attention and listen because he's right all the time.
Which now, if they go to the exhibitors page on the right side and going down below in the bottom, we've got all those videos that he created now. So it on the far right column is dedicated to all the videos.
Yeah, and I appreciate you doing that, of course, Perry.
Well, no, again, the more information. See, what makes this show so unique is the fact that they get to almost, even though it's September 8th through the 10th, they know the week of the show we're going to have a radio show, and they can come to the website. These are two very important pieces of information. And once again, Chris, you know, we offer this radio show for free for people who want to advertise their product and services to those that come and who want to listen to the show. And another partner who you have listed is Dealand Sport Aviation Village and Showcase. Spend a few moments on them as well.
Okay, well, for those that don't know, Jaina and Gary Phillip have left Sebring, and they're now at Deland, which is north and I believe maybe a little bit east of Orlando, and they are having their first ever event. I think it might be November 4th through the 6th. The days might be wrong. I know it's in early November. They have quite an airport and a lot of aviation tenants that are more associated with light aviation. I think there's a couple parachute companies there, and of course Doc Bailey with Renegade is there, and I believe there are one or two others. I'm not, the names escape me right now.
But Jana and Gary moved and went up there, and they're working with the airport director. And I'll probably remember his name here in a minute. Right now, the name escapes me. I guess I'm getting older. They say that happens. but they've got quite an event lined up. It's very, very similar to the Midwest LSA Expo, which is also very, very similar to Sebring. And their aim is to promote aviation, just like all of us. And, you know, we're partnering up with them, and we're partnered up with Sebring, and we're cross-marketing via email, our various email strings, our Facebook, any other kind of social media that we have. I mean, they face a lot of the same pitfalls and hazards that we do as far as funding and just pulling off the show. So very proud to have our name affiliated with those two fine events.
And Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association.
Well, that one is managed. Well, Dan Johnson has a big part in that, but that's basically the association for all of the manufacturers, where they get the industry knowledge and expertise and help and promotion. And of course, since we're in that industry, you know, it makes sense to be a member. And so that's what that is all about. And of course, I need to mention Sebring. We all love that show, and young lady named Bev is heading that one up now with Diana Reese, and of course we'll be there too. And who doesn't want to go to Florida in January?
How about Powered Sport Flying?
Powered Sport Flying is an interesting neighbor, led by the one and only Roy Beiswinger, who is he is a powered parachute expert and master of the powered parachute, and probably dabbles in a little bit of everything else. But he, excuse me, and Vicky Betts produce a magazine called Powered Sport Flying, and it's over to the northwest of us, about 40 miles, in a town called Greenville, that has a very fine airport led by a great airport manager that's passionate about aviation too. They are with me every year at this event. And their magazine is all things light aviation, powered parachutes, Part 103, gyroplanes. It's all in there. And very proud to have them with us year after year after year. And Roy helps me a lot with marketing, and great to have them as a partner.
And the company that introduced you and I, Trade-A-Plane.
Trade-A-Plane has been with us every year. And can't thank them enough. We have an ad swap type of arrangement where they help us with a little bit of marketing, and we promote their publication at our show. And we have a table that's the first thing you see when you come in to the lobby of the terminal and going out into the grounds is that familiar black table cover with the yellow Trade-A-Plane logo there. And some friendly people handing you a yellow bag with all kinds of materials. And
did you realize it's been eight years?
I know it's been a long time, but can you imagine that going to an aviation show without having that yellow Trade-A-Plane bag in your hand?
No, I cannot. Now,
well,
how about Wick's aircraft?
I can't. Scott Wick is a dear friend, and Eric Cleveland that works for him, and Danny over there. We've done a lot of things together over the years. We've shared trips to Sebring, and shared trips to Sun and Fun, and done a lot in the effort of promoting aviation. And quite frankly, the first couple of years, we probably couldn't have done the show without Wix's support, financially and promotional. And so, you know, for that, we always call it the Wick's Aircraft and Motorsport Terminal Lobby Exhibit Area. And, why not partner with your closest neighbors that are connected with aviation? And so very proud to be partnered with them, and I'm even more proud to call Scott a great friend.
Now, we are a week away until the show, and our nightlife page still says coming soon. What's going to take place? I mean, I know I'd have it already, But what's taking – have you finalized all the details on that yet?
We are still working on an entertainment portion for that. And to be quite honest, what happened to that is we were back and forth about what we were going to do. Was it going to be at the Fixed Base Operation Hangar, SRT Aviation? Was it going to be at Eric Evans's down at the aircraft sales lot? Our entertainer that comes year after year, Gary Sluhan, has fallen ill and currently isn't performing right now. So all those things factored together kind of put a question mark on that, but we made the decision tonight it will be at SRT Aviation, probably the same good barbecue and beverages. And we're tomorrow we will be looking for somebody that could play a guitar or a piano and sing a little. And that is not me on either one of them. So if all else fails, then, there's always Pandora or how about a good old fashioned, this one would date me and you, Perry. Let's put a big old jam box out there.
Hey, listen, whatever you got to do, really, see what it is. It really isn't about the entertainment. It's usually just about, for the guys to get together and just to have a good time and just to hang out. And matter of fact, for all those who are going to be attending, let me just give you some attendee information real quick, just so that we can make sure we don't forget to do that. The show times for this year's event is 9 to 4 each day. Demonstration rides will be completed at the discretion and scheduling of the exhibitors. The entrance fees, free. The automotive parking fees, free. Aircraft parking fees, free. To ease the travel worries and save you money, the shuttle transportation services, it was decided by the committee to arrange for shuttle services between the airport and the strip during the expo hours. Shuttles are going to run every half an hour at peak times and every hour in the mid-afternoon. For those who are flying in, there's a special shuttle that's been arranged to operate between the transient and long-term aircraft parking area and the main ramp. And the transient aircraft parking area shuttle will operate continuously all 3 days of the event. And, of course, both, and I mean both, of those shuttles are free. Accommodations as far as hotels are concerned, Mount Vernon, Illinois has over 1,200 hotel rooms to fit any budget. Rooms can be booked in $40 per night ranges at Motel 6 or Cozy Inn, all the way to $100 plus range at the Comfort Suites, Hampton, Fairfield, Holiday, and Drury Inns. Of course, the best feature is that all the hotels are located in the same area of the city, and they're within walking distance from one another. And they're also near two shopping areas and numerous chain restaurants, an eight-screen movie theater. And as far as food is concerned, you got over 70 restaurants located in Mount Vernon. Many are the famous chains that you're familiar with. And, of course, just Mount Vernon in itself is an absolutely beautiful area. So we definitely don't want to forget about that. We bring Chris back on. And Chris, was there anything about the show? I believe I've covered almost all of it. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
You did an excellent job, Perry. All the free stuff I'd highlight again, because I think we may be the only place that doesn't charge for any of that you mentioned. We also have camping on the airport. And that's always very popular. We have showers and we have electrical hookups and we have plenty of space. And I normally get a lot of emails and calls from last week all the way to the show about RV hookups and things like that. And people can't believe that we have that ability. And that's because we structured our airport to have events about 20 years ago, which came out of the we just completed year 29 of our city's fireworks show during the 4th of July, and having fireworks shows and relays for life and walks for different things made us put in the electrical grid for camping. And, of course, we built the new hangar about 5 years ago and put showers inside that. And so it's just set up for events, and everything is close. I mean, even if you were camped at our lakeshore shelter down the hill on the north shore of the lake. You only have maybe a 800-900 yard walk up the hill to the flight line, and so it's a hit for tight clubs and all kinds of events. And I also want to mention that the weekend after the expo, we are hosting the KR National Gathering, and I think this will be maybe year 8 or 9 of having the KR family with us. These guys are a lot of fun. The aircraft is neat to see the innovation and craftsmanship. There are always some 200-mile-per-hour flybys, and I know this isn't relative to the LSA, but it is relative to how friendly and accommodating our airport is. And anybody can't make the Light Sport Expo, come back the weekend of the 16th, 17th, see the KRs. That's the commercial for those guys. Go to krgathering.org for more information.
And if they can't make it to that, just a couple weeks after that is your new event.
Yeah, our new old event, Balloons Over Mount Vernon, which morphed out of the Little Egypt Flying and Veterans Reunion, which I've had a personal hand in doing since 1998. And a couple years ago when the military put the sequester in and some other factors kind of put that event on the shelf, and it didn't last on the shelf because along came one Kevin and one Jennifer Witzel, local balloon pilots. I remember the day he pulled up in the parking lot. He goes, "Hey, you got to come out and look what I've got in the back of this trailer." And he bought a balloon, hot air balloon. And this will be year 4 of our what we call a balloon fest / fly-in. And we've got about 15 hot air balloons, glows on Friday and Saturday night. And then on Saturday will be aviation day with the free Young Eagle rides for the kids. And this year we're honoring the Vietnam guys. It's been far too long. Those guys need to be honored. And we have a AC-47 gunship Spooky coming in, probably the finest O2A Cessna like Danny Glover flew in Bat 2-1, that movie, and a great Marine Corps Sky Raider coming, and several other warplanes. And at the salute at 4 o'clock, got probably one of the best military speakers in our part of the world, Lieutenant Colonel Ted Buck, who flew Patches in Vietnam, which if you go to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Patches is has the single most amount of bullet holes in any service aircraft of any of the 4 branches there on display, and he was the pilot of that aircraft for a while, spraying Agent Orange with Operation Ranch Hand. And then after Vietnam, he was Henry Kissinger's personal pilot, and he flew Kissinger around the world in a KC-135 and paved the way for President Nixon's trip into China. And you've never heard a more passionate military speaker than Colonel Buck. And so after Colonel Buck is through with what he has to say about the Vietnam guys, which is his era, his war, which we've never heard him talk on, it's always been about the greatest generation or just veterans in general, then there's going to be a rifle salute by our American Legion Post 141 Honor Guard. My father is the chaplain. And then the blowing of taps on a bugle, which my son usually does, but now that he's in college, he won't be able to be there for this one. And then there's going to be a special flyover of 4 or 5 civilian helicopters in formation, and they probably one of them will pull up in the missing man. So we're trying to pull out all the stops to honor those guys this year.
Speaking of honor, we have a silent hero who, without her, I just don't know how you or I would function when it comes to these events. And I'm referring to Sheila, who I wanted to take a moment out of the show tonight to thank her for her dedication and her hard work and her balancing and spinning of plates that she does to not only honor those that call in, but those who work for the airport, and also give a big thank you to your employees who work there, who make the show what it is. Any comments?
Oh, wow. I can talk about Sheila for 3 hours. The single greatest attribute is a smile. I've never seen the gal not be smiling. And if you look up in the dictionary, relationship as far as
how to conduct business with someone either on a telephone or face-to-face, she just hits it out of the park. I mean, she would be the definite, they would show her a picture in the dictionary. I mean, so wonderful to have her as part of the team. She's been with us for about 4 years now, and we were, Sheila and I, and I shouldn't even say me, but mostly Sheila took the balloon event 100% earlier in the year because the Witzels are going to be relocating to another city, and she just took it and said, I'll take it, it's mine, I got this. And we had a situation today where I said, you know, hey, I got a little homework for you. If you're willing to take this project on and need a little help, she says, I'm on it. It'll be done. And it's kind of like the restaurant guy, Donnie Wilkie. When you're in business, you want to surround yourself with good people that are like you in their customer relation skills and ethics and character. And it makes you just sleep better at night when you go home and you know it's handled. There's no balls being dropped. And it's my two maintenance guys that work with me, Ronnie and Leroy. I couldn't have finer individuals. That airport is, you know, close to the top of precedence in their lives. And Ronnie Mosier is probably 62 years old, and he's been at the airport since the mid-1970s. He may even be older than that. And here's a guy that comes over every morning at 4:30 in the morning and does an airfield lighting check. And I want to say that again, every morning.
Mm-hmm.
1 week a month, he takes a vacation. 1 week. Now, if that's not dedication, I don't know what is. Now, some people mm-hmm. will say, well, Chris, he only lives a mile from the airport. That's no big deal. Well, I don't care if he lived on the airport. He's there 7 days a week. That's dedication. And Leroy, our newest employee who's been with me probably, well, he's not the newest. She was actually the newest. Leroy's been with us probably 6 years. And he's heading down the road of that dedication like Ronnie. Because when Ronnie finally retires 25, 30 years from now, I've already told him he has to work till he's in his 90s. Leroy's the man. So I am truly, truly blessed to be surrounded by people that are professional. They know how to talk to people. They know what business is. They know how important relationships are. And it's just wonderful to be part of that. I know it's covered.
Well, truly, you know, this hands down has probably been one of my favorite radio shows simply because of the intimacy of it. We've pretty much covered every single thing about this show, and I'm going to save the best item for last. But before I do it, was there anything else, Chris, that you can think of that we've not talked about that we need to cover?
Oh, if you're contemplating coming to the expo and you have the wife who hates airplanes, which, you know, I can't believe it, that there are actually spouses out there that do not like aviation.
Well, you're in luck because this weekend is the Midwest's largest craft fair, and it's called the Cedarhurst Crafts and Art Fair. And this thing draws about 40,000 people over the weekend. So,
wow.
We've done crazy things like take people over there and drop them off and come back and get them when they call us, because that's what we do, service. We want you to be happy to be in our community, and we want you to leave with you know, a desire to come back next year.
Well, one thing's for sure, Chris, and that is your dedication to this industry. One of the things that I respect you most for is your dedication to the industry. And so I'm going to end tonight's show. First, I want to pray. And second, I have a song that I have loaded up for you to dedicate to you this year. I wanted to do it last year and I forgot, but I said this year I was not going to forget. So let me pray. And then I'm going to pray. I'm going to play a song for you, Chris. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time, for this radio show that you and you alone have set aside for the purpose of educating those who are coming to this show. One of the things that I want to ask, Father, is that you give journey mercies to those who are going to make their way to and fro between states and cities and countries to come to this show, that you would give them journey mercies, that you would give those, the exhibitors, good health as they make their way over. We already know it's going to be a wonderful show. There has not been a show that has not been wonderful. We do ask for favor when it comes to the weather. And I'm just forever thankful that I get to be a part of this and the manner in which you see fit. And I look forward to hearing from Chris all the wonderful news that's going to take place in this year's Midwest LSA Expo. I thank you so much, Father, and I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Chris, don't hang up, because after this song, you might think about something we need to talk about. But this song, my friend, is for you. There you go, sir. That is especially for you.
Thanks a lot. Takes me back to the fall of 1986 with the great album Slippin' When Wet.
I bet you're feeling wanted, dead or alive right now, aren't you?
Yeah. That's funny.
Especially a week before the show, I said, this is really going to hit home because it's times like right now, man, that the hecticness of it is going to begin. Changes, the additions, the last minute adjustments. And I just wanted to remind you that every year that we've been together, I always know the week of the show, you're going to begin to feel the pressure. But I always know after it's all said and done, you always have a wonderful story to share. And would you do me a favor? Because we finished our show last year and then you had the show, can you remember one of the funniest memories of last year and share it, and then we'll go ahead and end the show?
Oh, you're going to have – well, of course, Dr. Bob landing in the lake was a biggie. But, man, you might have to give me a hint on that one because there's a lot of fun that goes on to these things.
Well, there has to be something that stood out. I mean, besides Dr. Bob. Any mistakes, any things that happened, any weather-related issues, anything?
Well, I do remember one thing. We had a squall line come through on Friday right around lunchtime, which is a really weird time for that to happen. And one of my jobs in this is to make sure that the site is you know, taking prep for kind of weather, and, you know, take tents down, that kind of thing. And we had done that, and we tore up five or six of the 10x10 smaller tents, and but no aircraft or damage or anything like that. But, you know, I snapped a picture of a Cessna 150 that was flown in by one of the international flight students, and we had so many airplanes on the ramp that we ran out of aircraft chocks. And I remember we were scurrying around to chalk airplanes, and we ran out of chocks, and there's this 150 sitting there, not even on any tie-down rings or anything like that, just sitting on the concrete. And there was no time to take it anywhere. Everything was full. And so there was some cement blocks laying over in the grass by the terminal building, and we chalked that airplane with 8-inch cement blocks on all three tires. And I snapped a picture of that and then showed that at the Christmas party. And everybody just got a good kick out of that about how funny that was, that here's an airplane chalked with blocks like that. And I know that's probably not very funny, but that's one of the memories that stands out.
There's
a lot of them there.
There's no doubt that you're going to make new memories this year. And I believe we have covered everything we need to cover. Thank you, Chris, for joining us and taking the time. And as you know, I'm going to keep the link up on the website for this radio show for people to listen to this week. And if something happens and people decide that they want to hear it, it'll be available. So thank you again, Chris, and look forward to hearing all the wonderful stories this year.
Thank you, Perry. Appreciate you. Can't do it without you.
No problem, brother. Have an awesome night.
You too. Bye.
Well, folks, my name is Perry Hartman. I'm with Painter's Dream Productions. Allow me this moment to end the show and tell you a little bit about Painter's Dream Productions. Painter's Dream Productions is celebrating its 15th year in business, 13 of it part-time, 2 years full-time. And I dedicate my life to this business and to those just like the Mount Vernon Outland Airport, Balloons Over Mount Vernon, and over 70 other clients who rely on me to help them with their website design, their audio-video production, their social media marketing management. I'm actually finally redoing my site for the first time in quite a long time. It's at paintersdream.com. It's still not finished. I got to finish everyone else's before my own. But if you'd like to see my work, feel free to visit mountvernonairport.com, midwestlsaexpo.com, balloonsovermountvernon.com, veteranshalloofhonor.com, and the list goes on and on.com. I thank you so much for listening to our radio show. It means so much to the airport to have this. For those of you that did listen, thank you so much for listening. For all the callers that joined us tonight, we want to thank Chris Tallerton from Aviators Hotline. We want to thank Sally Cox from Etched Memory and, of course, Niley at ICP. And, folks, until next year, this is Perry Hartman, Painter's Dream Productions, finishing off our third year at Midwest LSA Expo Radio. Allow me this opportunity to end our show with one more song, the most encouraging one I can think of.